Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Do stay tuned as we join the spiritual director of the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome, Father Jim Brand, as he reflects on the last Sunday before Lent.
Hello, it's Father Jim. This is the last Sunday before Lent, because Lent is early this year, so it's the fourth Sunday in ordinary time, cycle A, which is to do with Matthew's Gospel this year. And we're invited to imitate the Lord, especially if we're humble. We're asked to learn integrity and humility, because that is the perfect imitation of the Lord. Not to perjure, not to tell lies, in other words, to deal in truth. Our Lord was poor in spirit, so he could say, "How happy are the poor in spirit," the Beatitudes. And St. Paul points out that God chose us to be followers of Jesus not because we're important, or initially we came from noble families or influential people. God's sense of humour and fun is to choose the insignificant to confound the important people. There is nothing more awful than an arrogant academic or a superior rich person. A person who likes to get to the top of the pile. You see, everyone down below in the pile looks up and says, "Look at that fat head up there, thinks he's God." Because you look so silly if you think yourself important. God usually humbles people, takes them off their pedestals and tucks them in with their brothers and sisters where they're not so lonely. Our Lord in the Beatitudes is really talking about himself, his own happiness, poverty of spirit, his own happiness because he's meek and humble and gentle of heart, his own happiness because he wept over Jerusalem, he wept over Lazarus, he mourned. He had a great hunger and thirst for what is right. He had a fire in his belly. And if you have a fire in your belly, you're going to attract enemies. If you're the light of the world, well, you either shoot the person who's holding the light, or at least you shoot the lantern out of their hand to try and din and get rid of this irritating message of truth. He's the merciful one. Blessed are the merciful. He's the one who's pure in heart, unadulterated, undiluted love of his Father and of us all. He came to make people sit down together in peace. And he's also happy because of his right stance, he was persecuted. It's inevitable. Anyone who offers truth will be contradicted, tried to be got rid of. And to be a pilgrim, as our Lord was in his life, requires enormous courage. So I'd like to share a poem which I think is about the Lord and all those who try to imitate him. It's called The Pilgrim's Song by John Bunyan. Who would true valour see? Let him come hither. One here will constant be, come wind, come weather. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. Who so beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound. His strength the more is. No lion can him fright. He'll with a giant fight. But he will have a right to be a pilgrim. Hobgoblin nor foul fiend can daunt his spirit. He knows he, at the end, shall life inherit. Then fancies flee away. He'll fear not what men say. He'll labour night and day to be a pilgrim. A wreath was presented by Winston Churchill at the death of King George VI. It was what is said on the Victoria Cross, for valour. I'd love to put a wreath and our Lord's empty tomb. For valour. Amen.
You were listening there to the spiritual director of the Pontifical Beda College here in Rome, Father Jim Brand, who was speaking there to Linda Bordoni. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.